important podcast is brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. It is our duty at eternalaffairsmedia.com to give the American people all they need to remain free, and we do it well. At eternalaffairsmedia.com, you can see what we do every day to make the American people aware of the evil that is now unfolding before our eyes. It's so dangerous what's going on right now in our country. We've got to wake up, turn back to God, and do His will. If we do that, we know that we will save America. It is our duty at eternalaffairsmedia.com to give the American people all they need to remain free. And we will do it continually, no matter who likes it or doesn't like it. We're going to be faithfully bringing you every week this podcast, the Above Ground Underground podcast. What we do every day is to make the American people aware of the evil that is now unfolding, as I said earlier. And we work hard to make sure that we have the blessing of Almighty God. Now, last week I did a podcast in which was very Bible-based, talking about the future, what I can see God bringing to America unless we turn back to Him. I was pretty amazed that I had far fewer viewers or listeners to that podcast than I have had before. I think that's indicative of what we're going through as a country spiritually. Perhaps last week was the most important message I've ever given on my podcast, and I had far fewer listeners than usual. America needs to wake up. America needs to turn back to God. And today we're going to be talking about what will happen if we do not. This is what's happening before our eyes today. So let's go to our Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the one, God Almighty, and we want to turn to Him and ask Him to bless our podcast today. Lord Jesus, You are the King of Kings. You know everything that's happening to our country. Nothing takes You ever by surprise. You're in charge of the universe. And we ask You now, Lord, to stand with us, to help us. And as I give out this message to our fellow American patriots and those that maybe are not patriots, I pray that You open their hearts, that they have eyes that see and ears that hear, and that You will bless this podcast today. We pray this in Your holy, perfect, and powerful name, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to ask you a question today. Are you a woke American? I'm not. I have not been asleep. The word woke is the past tense of wake, and it implies that you're asleep and you woke up. What have you woken up to? That's the problem that we have today. The word woke. Those people who say, I'm a woke American. You know what that means? That they are now listening to the message of Satan. Socialism is satanic. Socialism is evil. Every nation that's ever been clamped under the vice of socialism has fallen, has been destroyed. It breaks apart anybody's will to do something for themselves. It takes away people's desire to stand up for individual freedom. And we have to be a collective body, just like China. You know, China, as I said earlier in one of my podcasts, on one of my episodes, I said the word, you know, they like the harmonious society in China. Harmonious society sounds so good. But what it really means is we want people who have no ideas of their own. We want people who have no opinions of their own. And of course, in my class, I didn't follow them. I taught critical thinking anyway. But Biden and Harris and the Democrat socialists are seeking to destroy your ability to think for yourself, to have opinions that you can form for, of your own, because that's what socialism is. Social, pitiful poverty. That's what we're heading to today. I am not a woke American. To be woke is to wake up to the message of Lucifer or the message of the Democrat socialist, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris. They are all one and the same from the very pit of hell, and we need to fight against it. So today we're going to talk about some of these things together with you. Some pollsters have been asking what the American people consider to be the worst danger to the United States, apathy or ignorance. The results showed that the American people said, I don't know, and I don't care. They're woke. For me, everybody who's woke has gone to sleep to logic, to morals, to a society based on God and on the Word of God, and they have awakened or woke before the devil giving out his message today. It's so important that we look at these things. Woke implies that you've been asleep and numb to the creeping treason and the tyranny we, the people of America, are now enduring of our own choice, sadly, of our own choice. If you remain ignorant to the creeping death to our nation, look what you are about to become woke to. Biden's policies are failing domestically and internationally. Here are just a few of the crises our country faces right now today, thanks to Biden's inaction and continued weakness. Gas prices are soaring. I just traveled from Missouri to Indiana. I can't believe the last time I traveled that, it was like $2.25, almost less than $2. Now, $3.05. I even saw it for $3.15 a gallon. That's what he has done. Violence in the Middle East. Look what he's done. He refuses to stand up and to back Israel. The Bible says, I will curse those who curse you, and I will bless those that bless you, talking to Israel. And America now curses Israel under Joe Biden. No president ever supported Israel more completely than Donald Trump did. That's why God blessed Donald Trump's 4 years in the White House, because he stood with the people of Israel, and he still does today. The Democrats do not stand with the people of Israel, and they still don't today. They're totally against everything. Israel's had over 3,000 rockets launched at them, but Israel's the one that is wrong because they're defending themselves. It is so evil, and we must do something about it. We must find a way, take out the Democrat Party, to make it an illegal party in America, because it does not follow the will of the people of America. The fact that Joe Biden is sitting in the Oval Office today totally proves that they don't respect the will of the people, because Donald Trump won that election and it was stolen from us. They don't talk about that anymore. I'll talk about it till I die, because it's exactly what happened. Nobody will shut my mouth. That's why I write books. That's why I do podcasts. And even if they kill me, I can still speak. It's so important. Our border is completely overrun. Children have been raped, gang raped, by Joe Biden's policies and Kamala Harris's policies. He put Kamala Harris to pass the buck to her to take care of the border problem. She has still not gone, and she refuses to go, because they don't care about illegals. They don't. They only want votes. They only want power. They only want your money. And now they're using the money that you and I gave to the government and our taxes to pay off everything, and to make sure that everything is hidden from the American people. Inflation is rising more than ever. How will you feel when you went to Walmart and you bought something for $5 and now you go back and it's $7? That's just one example. The world is falling apart because we put it into the evil, old, cruddy hands of Joe Biden and the racist hands of Kamala Harris. Schools remain closed. There is nothing in the science telling us that we cannot let our kids go to school. Yet they do it because it's a form of control. I'd like to say, what was really accomplished from the lockdowns that were done to force the American people out of their jobs, into their homes, and to arrest them if they didn't? What was the goal of that? The whole reason this was done by the U.S. government and by the state liberal governments in the blue states is to control you and me, to see how much it will take to get us to submit and what we are willing to submit to. I'd say they struck a home run on that one, because we can see right now, there's not much the American people will not submit to, even though it's totally illegal according to the Constitution. Schools need to be open. They are destroying our children's lives. Children have lost their scholarships into university because they weren't in school to be able to see playing sports. So stupid states like South Dakota and others, and Missouri, who don't have lockdowns, they're doing great. States like California, Illinois, and so many others are falling apart because of lockdown, because they don't care about their people. That's where we are today. And what about the dismal jobs report we had? They were expecting over almost a million new jobs, and they only had far, far fewer than that, because they know that they are destroying jobs, not creating jobs. The very first thing that Biden did when he came into office was destroy the XL pipeline to stop it. And now we have people, because we got hacked, we have people standing in line for hours just to get gas in their car to go to work. It's all on purpose. It's not an accident. And when we got hacked, he says it's not Russia. He took Russia right off the frying pan and said they didn't do it. Of course they did it. Of course they did. And this is what we have today. We have no gas. We have no power. And our energy grid could be easily taken over. And Biden paid $5 million ransom for that. Hard to believe, right? Hard to believe. But he did it. And that's what we're facing today unless we stand up, fight back. As the American people take our country back, we have, my fellow Americans, we have 2022. This is absolutely our last chance to end the socialist march to destruction. If we fail to rout the Democrat Party from power, believe me, America will die. There'll be a country here, but it won't be America anymore. It's time to fight back. If we don't, we're lost. The American people deserve better. But it's the American people who let their guard down, who didn't like a president's personality, even though he was making them rich. How rotten and evil is that? It's time to stand back up, to fight back, to do our best. Otherwise, the only way we'll ever get our country back if we lose in 2022 will be war, civil war. That's what's coming if the American people love their country enough and have the stomach to save themselves from their plight. That's what's coming today. And it is up to us to demand action, accountability, and solutions for the growing list of crises that we have today. We face, as a result of Biden's crisis of leadership, complete destruction of as a nation, complete loss of our jobs, complete loss of our freedom. And only you and me, only we can stop it. Only we. It is up to us, the American people who are patriots, who love the Constitution, who love our legacy from our founding fathers. We deserve better, and we need to stand up, or we'll only get worse and worse and worse. Philip of Macedon, the father of Alexander the Great, came up with his own idea of how to control his people. He noticed that when his people were happy and united with each other and have a good heart for each other, that it was easy for them to rise up against the government and fight it. So he kept them from gathering together and thinking critically or originally or developing their own opinions. It's exactly what Biden's doing today. Biden and the politicians are no different. Philip of Macedon's policy is also the policy of the Biden administration today. From the Democrat Socialist and some of the Republican Party who are actually using COVID-19 as a political and social collaborator and not as a friend of America trying to save us, but use it as our enemy to destroy us. That's what's happening right now. At the outset of the plandemic, I don't call it a pandemic, I call it a plandemic, because it was absolutely planned. I don't think that they purposely caused this virus to break out, but I believe they were ready. Just like when George Floyd died. So terrible. It's such a terrible murder. Nobody expected George Floyd to happen, but the Democrat Socialist Party was ready for any terrible disaster to use it, to build it up into a point that would divide us, just like Philip of Macedon did, Alexander the Great's father. They've used the pandemic, or plandemic as I call it, to divide the American people one for another, to keep us from getting together so we can't fight back. Nothing should stop us. Nothing. We have to stand up and fight. At the outset of the pandemic, when the China virus first hit, it was called a novel or new coronavirus, and no one knew what to do. Now we've had Biden for several months in 2020, and still no one knows what to do. Get your vaccine. Normally, if you get a vaccine, you don't have to wear a mask anymore, but you still have to wear a mask. You can wear a mask if you're vaccinated. You cannot if you're not. Who do they think they are trying to tell us what we have to do? When Trump was in office, he had everything mapped out, but the election was stolen, and America now is teetering on destruction with no real money with any value to remake us as a nation that is vigorous and void of lethargy. With this old crud now in the Oval Office, who exudes control and government overreach every time he opens his treasonous mouth. Of course, Biden's lips only move in accordance with the hand that's shoved up his back and is earnestly seeking to make the dummy appear mentally alive, which he is not. The U.S. government took it upon themselves to tell us what to do, to lock us down, to close our stores, to close our churches. They forced us to stay home. And the state and national governments took complete control of all of our lives. And we let them do it. And now they know the American people can be controlled. The American people have become a submissive people. What if our founding fathers and our fellow Americans back during the Revolution said, oh, well, you know, we don't have to fight so hard. It's not that important. We'll be okay down the road. You know, we love the British people. They can tax us. We'll just get over it. What if we did that? We wouldn't be a nation today. We became radical. Nothing wrong with being radical for freedom. Nothing wrong with it. It's everything right with it. But if our founding fathers and our fellow Americans back in 1776 thought like we do today, we'd have no country whatsoever. We would be lost. We would be lost. This was the whole purpose behind the massive lockdown. The government wanted to see if the American people could be made to submit. Did you submit? If you did, get over it. Stand up again. Everybody makes mistakes. I make them every day, and I stand up again. If you're an American who loves your country, but you are willing to submit to that and still are, stop, refuse, rebel, and tell them, you will not control my life anymore. This is my life, and I will live it as I choose. I choose to give my life to Jesus Christ, because I know that's where real life really lives. Not all of us will do that. We all have things that we want to do with our lives. We have plans for our lives, and yet the American people have been willing to submit to tyranny, to treason, to an old crud Joe Biden, who doesn't have your best interest in mind, but only has his. He proved that when he took $1.5 billion from the Chinese government. That's the man running our country today. Doesn't that give you fear? That makes me lose sleep. I actually wake up thinking about it. You say I'm crazy? No, I love my country. And I'm sure many of you are just like me. Hopefully most of you. The government scored a home run on the virus. They really did. They probably were surprised that the American people wouldn't fight back when we couldn't go to the store, that the American people wouldn't fight back when we couldn't drive our cars, that the American people wouldn't drive back when they locked us in our homes. And you know what? They were right. The American people proved that they are submissive people. Well, I'm an American. I'm proud to be one, and I refuse to submit. How about you? The American people submitted to tyranny. And to many in many sectors of the nation, the American people are still allowing their freedom to be stolen, just like the 2020 presidential election was stolen by the government thieves in Washington, D.C. I don't like either party, tell you the truth. The Republican Party is better, that's for sure. It's a better party, but still they have their tyrants too. And in the end, both parties only want power and money from the American people and over the American people. That's where we are today. The Wuhan virus became a very effective and useful tool because the American people listened. And of course, reasonably, the American people were anxious that they were going to be killed. They were going to die. I understand that. By this new manufactured virus, this disease that came from China that nobody wants to acknowledge, it seems today. When the numbers came out and showed the people who were being killed, 70 years old or older, that should have made everyone take notice and say, hold on, There was no evidence that kids couldn't go to school. In fact, all the science and all scientific evidence showed conclusively that children were not in danger except in very rare cases. This is evidence that children, other than the few rare cases that were getting the man-made disease and getting sick, very rare. Why don't we just protect those who are dying? You lock down people who are sick. You don't lock down people who are well. It's just insanity. This is exactly what we've lived through. And they still want it to go forward. I guarantee you, another virus or another outbreak will happen. It's a fake, of course, but they want to control you. They want to control me. Yet nothing followed logic or science. The U.S. government wanted it all to break out like this. They planned it this way. They used their plandemic to fully indoctrinate our kids in their early ages so that they could follow us and follow them and do exactly what they wanted. And it's working today. Look at what our kids believe today when they come out of school. And then you pay your money that you saved up all your life to send them to a university that will continue to indoctrinate them and make them hate America. Is that money well spent? Of course not. They introduced socialism through this terrible plandemic. Socialism gained an upper hand because of it. And they also use it to destroy Donald Trump's presidency. And sadly, the American people worked in unison with the Democrat socialists to get rid of the best president we've ever had in our history. The government needed to destroy business because when you destroy business, especially small business, which is actually the engine of the American economy, you destroy the economy with it. And they created new ways to steal our votes. So everything was a plan. That is why all the socialistic blue states are in chaos today. Politics entered, and even doctors lost their minds. Unbelievable. I can forgive and understand the people because they never really saw anything but death on their TV screens. If American people, if you were watching CNN, MSNBC, or any of these other fake news outlets that only give negative advice to people and negative information, never show what's working, only showing what's wrong, 99% of all broadcast media and even social media is totally in the hands of the Democrat Socialist Party. And when you would watch CNN or any of these other stations, all you ever saw on the side of the TV was how many people had COVID, how many people have died. They never showed anything positive. They only showed how many people tested positive for the China virus. The media never showed how many had recovered. No one ever gave a flicker of good news. And that was what they did to make everybody afraid and to force them to submit or die. That's called tyranny. And that's exactly what we have in our country today. Look at what they closed down. Look at those jobs they took away. The small business jobs, the engine of the American economy. Small business is what makes people live today. It's not these big conglomerate international companies. It's the small business in America that our system of economy and freedom allowed people to start and to thrive in. Now, I put it in the past tense, allowed, because it's being fought tooth and nail today to stop anybody from profiting from the business. Businesses become businesses to make money. Let's face it, that's what it's all about. So today, the U.S. government, the government that we thought was on our side, the government which is really actually our enemy now, the U.S. government is creating a system that will cause all people to be dependent on the government. That's sad. They are creating a system where the American people will be constantly monitored. It's coming, and it's very easy to do today with the technology that is still developing today. And we are already being constantly monitored. You know, there's sometimes when I do my podcast, I think, I wonder when they're going to come and arrest me. Because I believe in Trump as president. I believe Kamala Harris is a Marxist. I believe Joe Biden is senile. And I believe they are both seeking to do their best. And the ones behind Joe Biden that are pushing him to go as far left as he could. He's gone so far left. He's left America already. But that's where we're at today. And that's what we're facing today. They have created a system where the American people are constantly monitored. The government is spending trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars just to create a feeling that the government can spend huge amounts of money, and at the same time, the people will become dependent and lazy and irresponsible. Let's face it, if America had a major crisis right now, we would have no way to pay for it, to fix it economically. Now, you've heard of the Great Reset that's coming to America. The Great Reset is going to be the great advance of artificial intelligence that's going to be used to take away our jobs, that's going to be used to monitor us, that's going to be used to arrest us. Now, it's so interesting. Think about this idea. See, I'm going against the Democrat Party, right? Democrat Socialist Party right now, and I'm actually thinking for myself. I hope you do too. You know, if you think about it, this is everything that they want to do to destroy America is to make us where we have no more rights of saying what we think, doing what we want, being who we want, studying what we want, and working where we want. This is exactly what they want to control. They want to make us irresponsible and totally dependent upon the U.S. government. It's a very frightening idea, and that's where we are today. We are already observing that people do not want to return to work because they are making more on unemployment. Was that done by accident? Was that a mistake? No. That was a plan. Because the more that they depend on the government, the more power the government has over us. That was the plan. And it's working pretty well for these traitors, these treasonous Democrat socialists. It is all to make the American people expect the government to send them money constantly. Do you know that it has already been proposed by Democrat socialists to continue the COVID relief money into the future and to use it as the start of the universal basic income? Well, everybody has universal basic income already. It's called a job. That's what it is. You want money? You work. The Bible says if a man or woman won't work, neither should they eat. Now, that's true capitalism, and I agree with it, don't you? The government of the United States exaggerated the danger of the China virus to make everyone afraid and nervous so that the American people would become willing to accept anything, not almost anything, anything. Tell me one thing that we fought back on. Now, some Christians in California and other places fought back with the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, and the federal Supreme Court, and won, and we're back to church because they fought back. That proves it can be done. But we have to have the wherewithal, the stamina, and the conviction for what's right in order to do it. We have to be willing to give our blood to save the nation now. The government of the United States blew up this idea of the China virus, which is not much worse, really, than the flu. And yet they made everybody so fearful that we would be willing to give in to everything that they say. Everyone was afraid and nervous so the American people would become willing to accept anything, which we have. Because they don't want to die. They don't realize by submitting to this terrible policies of the Biden administration, they are only making their death come more quickly. Which is worse, to stay alive and live in a country where you have no right to do anything, or to give your life, to lay down your life for a country to preserve the freedom for our heritage and for our children? That's what it's going to come to. Then, lo and behold, we have printed so much money that it is now totally worthless. The dollar is a worthless piece of paper. It now costs more to make a dollar, to produce it, than the dollar is actually worth itself. Now, that's dangerous. We have already equaled our national, ability. Our national economy is now more in debt than the economy can produce, which means America is bankrupt. And he wants to spend trillions and trillions and trillions more for the Green New Deal and all the terrible stuff that comes with it. And we're letting him do it. Oh, we have to accept this presidency. Why? He didn't win. He lost. I don't accept him. He will never. Joe Biden will never be my president. Kamala Harris will never be my vice president. I look forward to the day when maybe we can put them in prison if Joe Biden lives long enough. We have printed so much money. that it's worthless. You have people in the AMA, the American Medical Association, that do not want to allow low-cost medicines to be available to the American people. They don't want it. They are quite effective, and they do the same things as generics as others, but the government's trying to stop it. Why? They don't want to allow low-cost medicines that are quite effective because Big Pharma is getting rich off of COVID-19, and then Big Pharma fills the pockets of our politicians. It's collusion at a rate we've never seen before, and it's going to destroy the America we loved, because it's gone now. It's sad. Instead, the Biden administration is promoting all of these big pharma solutions to the problem that we have. And the terrible thing is, with their hands in their pockets, that's what they're doing. The politicians of America are taking all this money from the pharmacy companies, the drug companies, and they won't do anything to stop what the drug companies are doing, because they have their hands in the pockets of the drug companies, taking out as much cash as they can. They don't love us. The U.S. government no longer represents the American people. No longer. We're done. It's just terrible. The AMA doesn't fight for private practice of doctors anymore. And that's the reason doctors can be herded into one direction to follow everything that the Democrat socialists tell them that they must do. There was a time when most doctors were in private practice. And today, they're just hired by hospitals and have very few clinics available like we used to have when I was a kid. Now, only 47% of doctors are in private practice today. And the rest are either hired directly by hospitals or they're part of the big system working to make us a socialist state. Media darlings like Katie Couric want to put the American people who disagree with them into re-education camps and give them programs to reprogram their minds so that they will no longer oppose what the Democrats want to do in our nation. We live in very dangerous times, my fellow Americans. Very dangerous times. And we've got to be ready to fight. We've got to be ready to fight. How is all this possible? Well, it's because if you don't think their way, then you must be in a cult. Actually, the Democrat Socialist Party is a cult. It's a cabal. It is like a cult. If you don't do everything, walk, you know, goose step the way they want, walk in lockstep with them, then you're no good. You're in a cult. You must be reprogrammed, re-educated. That's so Marxist. And that's where the Democrat Socialist Party is today. Sadly, the Republican Party isn't doing much to fight them. We've got to stand up. This is not like, oh, we'll be okay in the next presidency. No, we won't. They're introducing laws that will never go away. That will be there forever. And it will destroy our future if it isn't already destroyed. Do you think you can just have a different opinion today? Can you just sit there and think for yourself? That's a thing of the past. Now you have to be willing to submit to everything they say. You have to be willing to do what they say. You have to walk in lockstep, or you're the bad guy, and you might even be locked up and arrested. We've seen it happen. We've seen it happen. Of course, it is better to disagree about things and to discuss them. But right now, Biden and Harris want to make sure that the universities, doctors, and students are almost all aspiring socialists. And it's working pretty well for them because we're not fighting back hard enough. If you are a true American patriot, you will agree that Donald Trump did more for African Americans and for Latino voters than any other president in our history, at least in my lifetime, and I'm 61 years old. Yet Democrats used the race card against Trump every day that he was in office, and everything they said then and everything they say about him now. They call him a racist. Donald J. Trump sought out amazing ways to help those who were imprisoned and who were left without hope or options in their lives due to Joe Biden's vicious and racist anti-crime bill of the 1990s. Right now, if you're listening and you're African American, if you have loved ones in prison, that's because of Joe Biden. In the 1990s, he passed the worst, most aggressive, most racist crime bill ever passed in our country. And the thousands, the hundreds of thousands of black men and women who are in prison today is a direct result of that law that he passed. He's a bad man. He's a terrible man. And he's the president of the United States. Kind of frightening, don't you think? I think it's very, very, very frightening for sure. From prison reform, Donald Trump sought to let people out of the sentences they had in prison, which were unfair and racist, and sought to give them freedom to have a new start in their lives. And yet we got rid of him. And we voted for this old crud who doesn't care anything about you, me, or anyone while he's counting his billions that he got when he was vice president from China. President Trump demonstrated that he was determined to end the barriers and limitations on black Americans that Democrat politicians like Joe Biden enforced for decades, even centuries. The Democrat Party hates America. The Democrat socialists don't want nothing to do with the Constitution. They hate everything about it. Joe Biden still calls America racist. Biden and all the Democrats and GOP traitors like Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, and Ben Sasse call President Trump a racist every day. They did when he was in office, and they still do today. However, when Biden's record is brought to light, which is to expose what he did as senator, it is abundantly clear that throughout Biden's 47-year-long political career, Joe Biden worked with and befriended with and allied himself with literally some of America's most infamous, outspoken, and worst racist and segregationist in American history. Biden constantly accused President Donald Trump of being a racist after Biden wrote, shaped, and passed the worst, most racist, and deadliest crime bill that unfairly imprisoned hundreds of thousands of African Americans who are still in prison today, many of them, who still have no hope today, along with their families who are waiting for them. Joe Biden's anti-black crime bill specifically targeted young black American men with the goal that was stated publicly by Joe Biden himself to cordon off all those young black American men from the rest of society. Next week, we're going to talk about that. We're going to go into that, and we're going to look at Joe Biden's record in politics. He talks about racism in Donald Trump, that he calls Donald Trump supporters racist. All he has to do is look in the mirror to see the worst racist in American history. This man is evil. Next week, that will be the subject that we'll be talking about in our podcast. So I hope today what I have delivered to you will open your mind to what's taking place in the country that I'm sure you love. I hope today you can understand what we're facing and that you're willing to step up, stand up, fight back, even unto death. I don't want to live in a country or a world where there's no freedom, where I can't speak my mind. As you probably noticed, I'm pretty good at speaking my mind. And I'll never stop. Even when I die, my words go on. Yours can too, if you continually work and seek to bring America back together under the U.S. Constitution, but even more importantly, under God. My fellow Americans, it doesn't matter who's president, Donald Trump, or the greatest American heroes, if they were president, they wouldn't matter at all if we don't have a loving, submissive relationship to Jesus Christ. If we don't turn back to God and dedicate our nation back to Christ, nothing will save us. Not a war, not a civil war, not a new president, nothing. Because that's what holds America together, is our faith in God. We have said, our enemies, in the Democrat Socialist, I should say, have said for decades, we don't need God in society. Well, behold, now you have a reprobate country, and look what it's bringing us. Poverty, death, suicide, terrible. And the only thing that will save America today is Jesus Christ. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today. I really enjoy giving you the podcast, and I'd like to have any comments where you You see its post. I post this also on MeWe. I post it on Gab. It's posted in many different places. And I hope you'll listen to the podcast and see what is happening in your country. EternalAffairsMedia.com. We are passionate about making sure we keep the American people fully informed of their devolving, crumbling nation. It's still not too late, my fellow Americans. We still have a chance, and we need to every day be seeking to do what we can do to reestablish and to restore America, because America's gone. I will never fight for the country we are now. I would never lift up an arm to fight for it. I would fight against it. I would stand up and fight against it, because this is not who we are. We need to become what we were in order to have God's blessing. So thank you so much for joining us today. And next week we'll be back on Tuesday. And I hope you join us then. I hope also you'll go over to eternalaffairsmedia.com and look at what we have posted there. There's information there and truth verified, empowered by truth. And I hope maybe you'll become a supporter of our site, that we can get more information out to more people in order to get them ready to fight the good fight before the country, before the nation is truly gone. I want to thank you for joining us. I'm really so thrilled and honored to be your host on this show. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and I will be here next week, and I hope you'll join us. We are at war, my fellow Americans. We are at war. Bullets haven't been fired yet, and maybe we haven't been bloodied, but we are at war. And my final word to you today is, don't be afraid to fight that war. God bless you all. God bless America. Thank you so much.